Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Resurrection Weekend. Thank you for joining us for He is Risen. Tell the Ministries on the radio. I am your host, Apostle Gloria Hawkins, and I say Happy Resurrection Weekend. To God be the glory. Yes, He lives. He lives. He lives. The tomb is empty. The grave is empty because He lives. I praise God for this opportunity to come to you again with this topic that He lives. I give honor to God who is the head of my life. And every day I desire to have Him as Lord. Thank you for joining me. If anyone's on the line who would like to join in the discussion, I ask that you press 1 and I can bring you live. He lives. He lives. Hallelujah. He lives. I thank God for each of my listeners and everyone that may be listening via phone or via the internet. We know that He lives. He lives. I'm just so excited about that fact that He lives. Let's open up with prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we worship and adore You. We thank You, God. We thank You for Your Son who suffered, bled, and died on the cross, but got up on the third day. Because He lives, we know that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Because He lives, we know we can face tomorrow. Because He lives, we know that we have a home in glory. Because He lives, we know our sins are forgiven. God, we thank You this morning. Because He lives. Because He lives. Oh, God, we say thank You that He lives. In our hearts, in our lives, in our minds, in our very soul, we say thank You that He lives. Amen, amen. Good morning for those who just joined me. You can hear in the background the song, Because He Lives. Because He lives. I'm just so excited about that. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, I know He holds my future. Because He lives, oh, I'm just so excited about the fact that He lives. We have the only living God, the living Savior. He lives, y'all. He lives. And because He lives, we have an opportunity. We have the opportunity to live again. I just thank God for that. I just thank God. I thank God. And I thank everyone who is under the sound of my voice. If you just take a minute to think about what does it mean to you that He lives? What difference does it make in your life because He lives? We're not worshiping and serving a stone God. We're not worshiping and serving Buddha. We're not Muhammad. We're not doing that. We're serving a God that lives. He lives. God gave His only begotten Son that we might live and live life more abundantly. Oh, the grave is empty. The tomb is empty. Oh, He lives, y'all. We don't have to search it out to figure out, does He live or not? Yes, He lives. Just because He lives, we serve a living Savior. How do you thank Him for living? How do you serve Him? How do you worship Him? He sees all. He knows all. He went through so much for us. He gave up his life. No man took it from him. No matter what they tried to do to him, they couldn't kill him. He gave up the ghost. After all the persecution, after all the abuse, after all the neglect, after all the hatred, after all the mocking, he gave up his life for all of us and all of them. He lives. Oh, my God, he lives. And I thank God that he lives. Where would we be if he wasn't living? Where would we be? What would we be doing? And it is amazing, those we look at, well, they should have known. They should have known. He told them. He's told some of us. We've heard an audible voice. We've seen signs, miracles, and wonders, and we still question, does he live? Yes, 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 he lives. He conquered death, grave, and the cross. He did all of that for us. For us. Even though we mistreated him, even though we lie on him, even though we lie to him, even though we mistreat one another, he lives for all of us. We were given a gift. We were given an opportunity. And we've been so ungrateful. We've denied him. We've betrayed him. But he still loves us. Right now, he is making intercession on our behalf. That when God looks at us, he doesn't see us. He sees him. And we're covered by the blood that he shed for us. He doesn't see my filth. He doesn't see my sin. He sees me through the blood. He sees me through the blood. The blood of Jesus. And the thing we need to remember, he came to die. He came to die. That's what he came for. That we might be redeemed. That we be brought back. We talk about when we've been given an assignment or we've been elevated or what have you. We always talk about count up the cost. The cost for the anointing. The cost of the call, the mantle, or what have you. We talk about the cost. Look at what it cost him. It cost him his very life. That's what it cost. That is a high price to pay. How many of you would lay down your life for someone, for a friend, for a family member? How many would lay down your life for your mother or your father? How many of you would lay down your life for people that hate and mistreat you? Would you do it? For people you don't even know, would you do it? That's my question. Yeah, I'm asking the question. Would you do it? Some of us say, I would die for you. I would die for you. Would you really? Would you really die for me? With all that some people might know about you, who would die for you? That's something we need to think about. He died for us, y'all. He died for us. He came with the assignment to die. That's the end result. That was his mission. That was his mantle. That was his call. That was what was placed upon him by our Heavenly Father. And when I first got saved years ago, I needed to understand with clarity the meaning of the cross. I needed to understand clearly exactly what that meant. Who would do something like that? Who would do something like that? Lay their life down for me because I knew what I had done. Sometimes when we're going through these things, we got to stop looking at everybody around us. We got to stop looking at the church as a whole, the body of Christ. We've got to stop looking at those that we see on TV. No. Look at yourself. Look at yourself. Remember what you used to do. Remember what it was you got caught up in. Remember your sin. And understand the fact that even with everything you had done and said, the way you mistreated people, he laid his life down for you. He laid his life down for me. I made that thing so personal that when I think about it, I can only worship. I can only shed tears of joy. That's all I can do because we say it all the time, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. How did he save us, y'all? When he laid his life down on the cross, he gave us the opportunity to accept him, his sacrifice, what he did for us. He lives. You want to know also how he lives? He's living on the inside of you. He lives on the inside of each of us. His spirit is there. He lives. And I'm so glad about it. I'm so excited about it. Now, when I do things, I look at it, and like I said, I had to have it very simple. And I thank God that he gave it to me this way. And some people might say, well, you can't do that. Well, if he talks to you, you have a certain line of communication with him. And this was mine. I said, God, I need to understand. I need to understand. Make this plain to me as if I was 3 years old. I remember the conversation so clearly. And this is what he showed me. This is what he said. He said, imagine a father looking at his son and saying, son, you got to give up your life. You have to die for them. And the little boy looks up at his dad and said, well, daddy, why do I have to die? He said, because I love them, and they are living a disruptive life. They're living in sin. And the only way that they can have a chance of a life and to know me is by the purity of your blood. And he looks up at his father and says, yes, daddy, I'll go. I'll go. So he came knowing that he was going to have to die. But he also knew he would get up again to sit at the right hand of the Father. He knew it. He knew. He knew. He was persecuted. He was beaten. He was mistreated. And in his fleshly moment in the garden, he said, let this cup pass from me. And he said, nevertheless, thy will be done. Oh, I thank God for his son. The scripture talks about he was in a borrowed tomb. And when the women went, he wasn't there. And there were two men that asked, why are you looking for him here? He's not here. How many of us are looking in the wrong place? Looking to the wrong thing. But he's not here. And one thing about in Jewish custom, when you get up from the dinner table, if you're finished, you just lay your napkin on the plate. You don't do anything. You just basically just ball it up and lay it there to, as a sign that you're finished. You're done with dinner. Everything is done. But when you're sitting down to dinner and you get up and you have plans to come back to your table or to your place setting, you fold your napkin to the side as a sign to say, I will be back. I'm not finished. I'm coming back. Well, Jesus did that when he left the tomb. The linen that he was wrapped in, it wasn't just thrown and tossed to the side. It was folded as a sign that I'm coming back. And he came back. And even when he came back to the ones that knew that he had told them he was coming, they still were skeptical to believe that he was coming back, that he had truly risen. Those that walked with him, those that said they would be there with him, those that, Jesus. He told them he was coming back. My God, my God. And he got up on the third day. Oh, thank you, God. Yes, this does something to me when I really just stop and think about it. When we stop and think about just that fact right there. Yes, we have ministries. Yes, we have families, children, and jobs. We have physical conditions. We have situations in our life. But when we think about the intercessor that we have in Jesus, the advocate that we have, the friend that we have, the Savior that we have, when we think about truly the goodness of Jesus, he is our Savior. He's our healer. He's your deliverer. Because he lives, we can live. Because because he lives, we have an opportunity. We have an opportunity for a home in glory. We have an opportunity to miss hell. We have the opportunity to have life and have it more abundantly. We've been redeemed, y'all. We've been redeemed. We've been bought back from spiritual death and the world through the blood of Jesus, through his sacrifice. Jesus paid the price with his life for our sin, for my sin, for your sin. He paid the price with his blood. And we have so many promises on the book. Oh, we have so many promises. And with the enemy, with the sin, with the sacrifice of Christ, we don't have to have spiritual death. We don't have to have lack, poverty, sickness. We don't have to go through the quote-unquote hell that we go through, because Jesus paid it all. But until we truly get the revelation of that truth, we're going to keep on going through what we go through. Again, I'm just excited about God. We don't have but a few more minutes. I have a call. Just one moment. Here we go. Good morning, good morning. Thank you for calling in. Your comment?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Resurrection Day.
Same to you. Same to you, Pop.
I had a beautiful time at this church yesterday. We went to another church, and the seven last words of Christ, and it was a beautiful program.
Amen, amen, amen.
So I wish you and the family happy resurrection.
Same to you, same to you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I just bless God for each and every person that has called in this morning to allow some time to reflect on the fact that he lives. He lives. Oh, my God. I pray that each and every person goes out not only tomorrow but today and reflect on the fact that he lives. He lives. It is his desire that we live as well. If you would like to contact me, reach out to me for any reason, I can be found on Facebook at Gloria Hawkins at Facebook.com. You can also find my Facebook page, Tell Them Ministries, on Facebook. You can also find Unmasking the Pain. It is a closed group, but inbox me, and if you are interested in joining that particular page for our men, it is Unmasking the Pain of Men. Again, it is a closed group, but you can direct message me, and I can join you, add you to the list. I am connected with an awesome team of intercessors. And if you have any prayer requests or anything that you desire us to agree with you about, regardless of what it is, you can also inbox me as well. You can also find me at www.tellthemministries.com. You can leave your comments there. You can also put your prayer request there, and I will respond to you if there's anything that Tell Them Ministries can do to assist you in spreading the gospel or if you are interested in some of the services that we offer, also leave your comments at on the website or direct message me on Facebook. We have intercessors that come together Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 5 a.m. And when I say we go in, we go in. So yet again, contact us for your prayer requests. If there's anything that any of us can do for you, we are more than willing to hear from God for you. We are led by His Spirit. We do what He says, and we go forth. I praise God for it. Also, tomorrow evening at 8 p.m., please tune in to the same number where Empowerment Place, the Empowerment Place, will be releasing a word with host Apostles Benny and Valerie Burrell. That's at 8 p.m. on Resurrection Sunday. I give God honor and praise for Him and who He is and who He is in my life. Until we get to a place of making Him Lord and Savior, until we get to a place of a relationship, not religion, not tradition, not church protocol, we have to unlearn some things in order to go forth and to know who Christ truly is. Some say a prophet. Some say this. Some, who is He to you? He lives for you. He lives that you might live. Because He did what He did, we can do what we do. And if it had not been for Him, where would some of us be? We'd probably be in a grave somewhere with no chance of living again. We would be caught up in our sin. We would be caught up in sickness and disease. We would be caught up in something that doesn't even look like Him. But I want each one of you to know that we were created in His image and in His likeness. In Genesis, He says, let us make man. Let us create man. Let us do this in our image and in our likeness. I want to leave you with this. When you look at people, they may not be perfect. They may be making mistakes. They may be living in sin. They may be doing all types of crazy. But understand this, Christ lives on the inside of them because He knew each of us before He placed us in our mother's womb. And it's His breath that helps them to go through their day. It's His breath, His love that keeps them here. So when you're looking at someone else, you're looking into the face of Jesus because the devil can't create nothing. They may not be living like they're supposed to. They may not be doing everything that they're supposed to do, but they are a reflection of who God is. And it's our job to help get them there so they can look like who their real daddy is. I love you, I love you, I love you. Remember, He is risen. Tell somebody. Remind yourself that He is risen. He lives. Just as He was resurrected, you can be resurrected. Those dead places in your life can be resurrected because He lives. God bless you. God bless you. I pray for each of you today. I pray that each one of you just take some time to reflect on the fact that He lives as you go about your day, remember, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And you can do what you're doing because he did what he did. I love you. God bless you. Have a great weekend.